November 0, Tango Romeo, mobile. Chunk, but no call sign heard. And see if Lowe's or Home Depot wasn't busy. And that was a bust, so we did not go in. Those parking lots are crammed.
Not in too much, are they? I haven't been anywhere in 5 or 6 days, I guess. I've been using the time to play around with the truck. I just got the 2 meter put in it, and you're the first station I heard, so I thought I'd try and see if you could hear me. But got to get me a new antenna, because this one's not the best on SWR.
Roger. Let me turn this radio down in here. It's got, probably 30% white noise, Rick. Other than that, you're perfectly audible. And really good to hear you. We did not go in. This is the first time we've been out in days. We did take a item over to the lake house, where the kids have a lake house, and they've been totally isolated for a couple of weeks now, because the boys do all their homework via Facebook or whatever it is. And the daughter, she's working from home. So, we hadn't been anywhere either, so no danger there. But I'm not going in any place that's busy, and I was amazed. I mean, they're telling people social distancing. I don't see that that Lowe's or Home Depot is a necessity, but I guess over the weekend, from what my neighbor said, he said you can already get in the door down there.
They're doing the same thing that all my neighbors are doing. They're working in the yard, trying to get things done outside. I was going to do that, and the lawnmower didn't crank. So my daughter's bringing the lawnmower over here, or her husband is, and going to pick up mine and take back and leave me one. So I'm not in the shape to get down on the ground. If I had a place to put that lawnmower up on a shelf, I could work on it probably, but I just can't get down on the ground and work on it. So he's going to do that for me. But and I'll get some grass cut tomorrow. I was hoping to get it done today while it was cool, though. KD4DRA.
This is N0TR. Yeah, Rick, it's the same situation with me. If I get down like that, I start getting leg cramps real bad and just screaming pain, and I have to get up. But I have to watch that carefully anymore, too. It's that old rare disease, AGE, you know, Alpha Golf Echo. Yeah, it seems like it catches up with all of us. And by the way, just kind of a cryptic message here. There's been a lot of QRM here. I heard the other day, but I haven't been on, but I did hear it, so don't acknowledge. But at any rate, it's a beautiful day out there, and I'm sick of the rain. We got 1.25 inches there in this last bunch, and it's supposed to be nice for a few days. We're just crossing Lake Cunningham up here on the bridge. Oh, my. It's a muddy mess.
Yep. Video of Lake Hartwell yesterday, and there were people down on the lake using this time to get out in the boats. Most everything else is closed. All the parks and everything are closed, but you can go down to the lake and get on the boat and go for a ride, but you have to have your picnic on the boat or somewhere on the shore, because most of the parks are closed down. But, yeah, I'll be glad when this thing runs its course and we get back to normal, whatever normal is. I do have a job that I'm working part-time, but I haven't worked at it over a week now. I asked for a couple of weeks off because I was going to be taking care of the grandkids while they were out of school, but my daughter said, no, don't take no chance of you getting anything coming back and forth, so here I am staying at home. So, but I'm enjoying it. All the bills are paid, and all I got to do is just sit here and drink apples, apple juice or whatever, you know, that fermented kind, you know.
It's USL. Bernice partakes in that once in a blue moon, but I like just the grapes that it's made out of. And that's what another thing, we was going to go to buy Lowe's or Aldi's, and we just drove by, and no joy. We didn't even stop because it's just it's crammed. And I can do without it. We got regular old apples here. I'll do without grapes for a while. I usually always eat a bunch of grapes after I eat breakfast of a morning, and then I snack on them during the day. I just love white grapes and some of the reds, but it just it's not worth the chance to me. I have congestive heart failure and had lung surgeries and other things, and I'm just not going to do it. And we're very happy at home. All the bills are paid and that. I might go grab some minnows here in a few days and go over to the kids' lake house and fish off the dock or even off of their pontoon boat. But it's got to be a little bit warmer than it is today. There's a good breeze out here now. We're just pulling up the house. And I cleaned the chicken pens yesterday. And my boss always used to tell these guys that one of my bosses, it wasn't the best in the world. And while he was a superintendent, he says, if you don't do your job, I'll put you out picking you-know-what with the chickens. Well, that's what I was doing yesterday, Rick.
Well, it's not so bad if you do it on your own choice, but when somebody makes you do it, it just makes it a little bit rougher. All right, I didn't say hey to Bernice. If she can still hear me, she hadn't jumped out of the car. Hey, Bernice, and y'all take care of yourselves, and you know, just stay out of the way of this stuff, and it'll run its course, and we'll get back to the way we were. And it's real nice talking to you, and I enjoy getting the emails. Keep them coming. Sometimes I don't reply, but I enjoy them, so keep them coming, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Take care. KD4DRA.
Okay, Rick. Well, the pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed it, and we're not getting out much. None of us, even at our age, have ever seen anything like this. And maybe in hindsight, which is supposed to be perfect logic, our dear friends up in Washington will get their heads out of their gluteus maximus and maybe be better prepared the next time. However, I'm not condemning them. I think they're doing a great job of handling this the best they can. God bless them. All except for the Democrats. And with that, I'll let you go, Rick. 73 KD4DRA. This is N0TR. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I didn't think anything was going to happen if we'd let Pelosi continue her stuff. That's enough. We better not get people mad on here. Talk to you later. KD4DRA. Next point, COVID-19 causes alcoholism. Ain't nothing to do except sit here and drink all day. Drink that that apple juice that you're saying. We gotta stay busy. Gotta do something. I watched a lot of TV here lately. Some shows I didn't know were still on TV. That Neat TV shows a lot of old stuff. Makes me think about how old I am. Funny how when you have all this time on your hands, well, I had time on my hands to begin with. I guess I got even more now. You keep saying to yourself, well, now something's going to get done around here. But I think it's Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill the time allocated for it. So if you have, the more time you have, the less you can get done. For example, I should fix some of these ham radio antennas around here, and I should fix the TV antenna so I can get things like MeTV consistently. It's got to go up a lot higher, and it's got to, I got to redo the feed line. And I can get pretty much most of those channels. I don't know. Well, I really don't know of any I can't get except for, for instance, my brother-in-law who lives down around the Gray Court area, he can't get a lot of the stuff I get. But he gets a couple of other channels that they're not better than what I get, but they're close to the same thing. But it's kind of weird how this new digital TV is, I guess that's what you can call it. At least it's not cable, and we're not paying $100 a month to watch TV. That's the good thing. I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here. Good to talk to you. You have a great day. KD4DRA. Over DRA, KD2BNG. I guess I caught the tail end of this queue, though. All right, y'all be safe. 73s. We'll talk to you later. KD2BNG, I'll be clear. Where are you at? How far from the repeater are you? What passes for downtown Gray Court? So, straight line, I don't know, 30 to 35 miles? A little white noise on the news, so that may be what Tom was hearing on me. I know what my problem is. The antenna's a little high on SWR, and it's an old antenna. It's one that can't be adjusted, so I got to get me a better antenna. Okay, all right. The name is Rick here, so I hope to talk to you again. I live in Simpsonville. I've been here 40-something years, so, but I've been up and down the road to Gray Court many times. KD4DRA. KD2BNG. All right, Rick. As I said, we'll talk to you. Stay healthy. We'll catch you later.
Somebody there, you know, when something like that's being done, make sure it's been done right. It was a good thing I was there because they would have messed things up.
I don't blame her. Hey guys, I'm not saying those people would take advantage, but. There are some people who take advantage of an older person who didn't feel like they really understood everything going on. What did she get? What kind of washer and dryer did she get?
I remember it was a few weeks ago. The washer's a Manna. It's identical to the one we got. I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, and so I was able to show her all the little doodads. This is a plain old plain Jane washing machine. She told her other son-in-law, one of her other son-in-laws, bought it for her because she couldn't afford to buy one, and we bought the dryer, so he bought the washer, and way, but she said, I just want something that washes clothes. I don't need all the bells and whistles.
I'm smart about that. Firm believer, particularly things like washer and dryers, the more buttons and doodads on there, the more likely it's going to break sooner. So, the ones we have, we bought, we moved to this house 12 years ago now. We bought new appliances, washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, got a big package.
Yeah,
I think we got it from Home Depot. It was all General Electric stuff, but we got pretty much plain Jane stuff, and it's, the dryer was all mechanical. You know, it has a most mechanical timer, and it's the basic cycles in there and everything. But the washer, all the appliances we got, they're all still working. Never had worked on. I really, really believe the simpler the better.
Way things are, I just didn't have a wringer washer. I actually operated one of those and several times, and it did just fine. it was a heck of a lot less complicated than they are now. About the only thing that could go wrong on it is the motor. And, my oldest daughter, they spent $1,500 on a washer and dryer, and in a week, it was either a week or 2 weeks, they had to come out and put $700 worth of new parts on it. Can you believe that?
I hear that story all the time. Maybe not within a week, but they print circuit boards just made really cheaply, and they just... They look good, and they're fancy, but the biggest problem are the circuit boards, and you can't hardly repair them, and the circuit boards are just dipped. They're not, it's not really quality circuit boards, not like in your radio. Anyway, so hopefully we don't have to buy any soon. But if I do, probably can't find it, but if I can find one with a mechanical timer, that's what I'm going to do. Just so simple, and it just works. And you're talking about the one with the ringer on it. Oh, I remember those very well. I remember my mother having one, and she was so glad to get that thing. Because she had three little boys at the time. And then my older brother got his arm went through the ringer. Actually went all the way through the ringer. And I guess he was young enough where the thing didn't pop. They're supposed to have like a pressure relief on it. They pop open. And then it went all the way through. Fortunately, though, mother got in there in time before it went off on his elbow, shoulder. But he had to go around in a cast for about 2 weeks afterwards. I remember that well.
Almost got my fingers caught, but that'd be scary. Well, let me jump out of here. I got to pick up a prescription. It's a drive-through thing here, so I got to call them and tell them I'm here. So let me say 73s for a few minutes. KB4CBA.
Okay, I'll be on the road here probably next 20, 25 minutes. 73. N4IQ.
That's what's happened to the circuit boards. Solder has to have lead.
We can thank our great state of California and the other places just like it for that.
Somebody some years ago who was involved in circuit board manufacturing, and this was 35 years ago, he said his company did that, and they were forced to move away from, after you etched the circuit and placed the components. You got to wipe away all the resistink and all the other crap. And what they were using from that used to have CFCs, which worked very well. They were forced to get rid of the CFCs, and now all of a sudden the circuit boards ended up with all these residue on it, which made for occasional bad solder joints. And then I guess imagine sometime after that, you're not allowed to have lead in solder. Well, lead solder flows. The other stuff, not so much. So that's part of the problem.
Oh, yeah. I know that's a problem. I know one time I went into Radio Shack. This is obviously a couple years back. But all they had was the quote-unquote EPA-approved solder. Excuse me, the one that's approved by California, I guess the best way. That was the worst stuff. I tell you, I tried it once or twice, and I threw the other stuff away. I still use the tin lead solder. And, you know, I don't, of course, I can maybe see why there might be a problem with kids or something, but if you're reasonably careful, you wash your hands afterwards, you don't stick it in your mouth and chew it, it's just not going to bother you.
E40 solder I can still get. It's still out there. In fact, some of the stuff I got out of the last Radio Shack going out of business, wherever that was, I got a spool of the 6040 lead solder. And I threw away the other stuff that I had gotten at the auto parts place, which I think was tin and a tiny bit of copper. And, you know, it doesn't flow, it doesn't solidify properly, it ends up making all these bad joints. But, you know, I guess what it is you can't get the lead solder in large quantities like for fabrication. But you can buy it in little spools if you're making little circuit boards one and two at a time. You can't get it in big quantities. You know, like I guess the big lead bar you dissolve inside the solder bath. But that's part of the problem, and then the other part of the problem, as I said, was the solvent for cleaning the circuit boards. After you clean off the etchant, the resistance used to clean that off used to be CFC based, and that stuff worked very well. Whatever they replaced it with, not so much. And there was one other story I had. Oh yeah, some computer I had that kept blowing up, and it turns out the heatsink paste, the paste that glues the CPU to the heatsink, very, 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 very critical. This stuff kept crystallizing because it was, I don't know, environmentally friendly. So it became from it started to not conduct heat.
I understand what you're saying. It just doesn't make... Yeah, so instead people that end up, you know, buying a new computer and think of all the process involved in the new computer, and the net result is probably you got more environmentally unfriendly chemicals out there than you did if you just would have used the proper heat sink and only built one computer instead of two or three to take his place. I don't know. Anyway. I buy my solder off the internet. I buy them in big spools. And then what I do, I got a couple small spools that, the old ones that I used all the solder up on them. And I just roll it up on these small spools. I've had this one really large. It was really heavy. I can't tell you. It's over a pound worth. And I've been using that probably for 4 years, I bet. At least 4 years. Five. I haven't begun to use it all. But it's really good solder.
40 or whatever it is, it's 60% tin and, what is it, 40% lead or 60% lead? And the 40 refers to the lead content. So it's 40% lead and not lead, probably tin. And yes, that works very, very well. And the other thing about the heat sink paste, Arctic Silver, which actually has silver in it, I kept getting this one computer back for repair. It kept overheating. So, okay, get to the CPU, which for a laptop is a major teardown. Wash all the old gook off, get it real, real clean, and put down Arctic Silver paste, and it usually won't fail a second time.
That's something I wouldn't do. Except a laptop. Yeah, a desktop's pretty easy to get to. It's all exposed. The most complicated thing I've done is to replace memory, you know. Sometimes it's easier than others to take all the covers off and all that. I've done it maybe 3 or 4 times. I always go up to YouTube, try to find somebody who's already done it. Because while sometimes it's not that difficult, but if you don't know the little ins and outs and where this tab is or that tab, it can really be pretty bad. But I can't imagine going there trying to replace a CPU.
Laptop. I have one Dell laptop, which is nice because everything is on the bottom side of the board. The two memory sockets are there, the hard drive is there, everything's there. I got another Dell laptop where the CPU, where the disk drive is on the other side, you know, I guess whichever you would call the underneath side, near the keyboard. So you would have to remove the motherboard to get to the disk drive. And I've seen laptops where one memory module is on one side, the top or the bottom side, whichever you're looking at. I guess if I open the bottom, I'm calling that the bottom side, but the other one's on the top side, so take out the motherboard to get to it. You know, and that's why I don't like the, I never did like the PowerBook, and I don't like the MacBook either. Apple didn't make those the most accessible. You know, it depends on the laptop. Desktops, not so much. You know, those are easy.
Yeah, I like desktops. I bought not this past summer, the summer before last, I bought a brand new custom to specs Dell i7 Turbo. I think it was the seventh generation. I think they're out, what, 8 or 9 or something now. But that computer flies as desktop. It had all the optical monitor ports, and it's got all that. It's a great computer. I love that computer. It is so fast. But anyway, I use it for contesting, and I run a couple SDR receivers on it at the same time, and all kinds. I've got 4 monitors going. That is the best computer, but it's a Dell, and it was well built. It works. I've never had a problem with it. But I've got 3 computers, 2 laptops, and one of the laptops is an older Dell, the other one's, I think it's a Sunny. But the 2 laptops, I went back and replaced the hard drives with the solid-state drives. Boy, did that make a difference. Oh, my gosh. And in the case of the Dell, I've upgraded the memory as well. It's an old Duo computer. Commercial, or run a regular retail type, but that computer really works well for being as old as it is. The new memory and the solid state drive just gave it new life.
Solid state drive. Yeah, I don't actually have anything less that's newer than about 10 years old. Hello.
I don't know what's going on.
Stops transmitting. It's a battery problem. I'll turn the ignition on. That'll help.
and you dropped out. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Actually, start the engine, because even the wimpy little drain on the wimpy little battery is too much. So that's what you were hearing. The radio kept shutting down.
Handheld?
Radio in the car, because the one on my desk is acting funny. I was on the air earlier, and people were saying, there's all this white noise in the signal, we can barely hear you. So I got to look at the antenna connectors, look at a bunch of other things. So, you know, right now I got the mobile radio. Not the most convenient thing in the world, but... So I'll sit in the car here for a while.
Well, you sound fine. Good audio and good signal strength.
My wife, Kenwood, this is relatively new. Kenwood TM-281. I think those are fairly new. That I bought for like maybe $130 or so on Amazon. I got some other 2-meter rigs. They're in various stages of failure. I got to go through them and see what's happening. In some cases, it might just be contact points and knobs or something.
Well, sometimes it's not super complicated things that can really screw up a radio. Oh, man. Well, it's nice to actually get out here. I haven't been doing much. I've been hunkering down just like a lot of people. But I've had plenty to do. It's not that I don't have, still have plenty to do. In the yard, radio, you name it. I got plenty to keep me busy. Just, I guess part of it was all the rain we had. And I thought today we were supposed to have more sun, but it's just overcast.
I did cut my grass, finally. I'm back, KB4CBA.
I don't know if I mentioned this last time. Management's concept called Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill the time allowed for it. So the longer you have to do a project, the slower you go.
And, let's see, Dave, you said you cut the grass, but you didn't say who actually did it. So what'd you do, get your wife out there?
God bless her. She's got a lot of joint problems, especially from the hips down, but in one shoulder. But she'll get out there and do different things while I'm cutting the grass. She does it because she feels guilty, or she just wants. She likes to have a nice yard, and I do too. I mean, you know, I don't mind cutting grass. This time I fell and. I've got a backyard that's on a pretty steep hill, and I have sweet gum trees and those prickly balls, you know, and it was just hundreds of them, and I stepped on some of them. Feet went out from under me, and my mower's got the safety stuff, but my arm got caught on one of the safety thing that's supposed to make it cut off, so that when the mower flipped with me, it was down at my legs and it was still running, but it was upside down and still running. So I finally got my arm pulled out of that, the rod there so it could cut it off. And I just laid there until I heard the blade quit turning before I moved, because I was probably going to get my leg cut off.
Yes.
Didn't get much of that. It happened a couple of days ago. See, it wasn't, I think it was Monday or Tuesday afternoon when it didn't rain. Anyway, it was the day it didn't rain. Oh, golly, I tell you. But, you know, I didn't get hurt, and I know how to take a fall, and good Lord, this guy just pulled right out front. Unbelievable. And I know the balls are there, and I have trouble. I'm thinking about getting some baseball cleats or something and putting them on for the backyard, you know, just so I don't bust my rear end again.
I have some big, sweet gum trees in my freight. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've got a pretty good size 48-inch three-blade mower with a triple bagger on the back. Last time I got it out, what I was doing, I was collecting sweet gum balls. I hate those things. But I have to stop for a second. I'll be back. I have Glenn in here. Go ahead, Glenn.
When he's off in the fuzz there. So, how you doing, David?
Well, I hadn't heard that one off in the fuzz. when you figure out where that is, you tell me.
He's off in the static, off in the hash. What other word we got for static? I don't know.
Speed.
Yeah, QRM. There you go. Off in the QRM.
Q thanks, because I don't do Morse code, so. You're not supposed to use them on voice anyway, because that's what it's for. It's for code, so you don't have to type out the whole phrase. But anyway, I'm riding by Woodlawn here. You know, they put this nice white fence up. You know how they put that fence up there?
Backyard?
No, Woodlawn Cemetery. They put up a nice white fence. Do you know why they put the fence up?
Figured that out. In case there's an escape, I mean. Why put a fence around a cemetery?
And to get in there.
You got escapes.
Terrible joke. And my mom and my dad and my grandmother and my grandfather and my stepmother. Oh, Lord. Probably some other people that I'm kin to are buried there. So. But this is the kind of way of
thinking that I passed by occasionally this little cemetery in Malden, and one day it looked like the fence was knocked in. The fence was knocked over from the inside. How that happened, I don't know. Oh no, another escape, I thought.
I'm kind of in a noisy spot. I'll tell you this. I'll go by a cemetery, and if I've got somebody in the car with me or whatever, I'll say, see the cemetery over there? Yeah, I said, these people live across the street here. They can't be buried over there. And they'll say, why not? I said, silly, you can't bury live people. That's against the law.
Yeah, that's, or, what was the joke? That you have a plane crash right on the Canadian-U.S. border, right exactly on the border. On what side are the survivors buried?
That survivor is against the law.
For the bracket for this mobile radio, now that I think about it, I don't know where I put it. Not the bracket, the little microphone bracket. It was in the glove box, and now it's probably nowhere. I keep wanting to hang this microphone instead of putting it in the cup holder.
My mic had one of those little round buttons on the back of it, you know, and you use those metal clips to clip it on, you know, when you're not using the mic. And so I bought this extension thing you could clip on to the metal clip and a little plastic thing, and then I got home, the stupid microphone doesn't even have that thing on. It's just got a little, I don't know what you can call it, just a little space where I don't know what they expect you to do with it. I used to tie a string on it or something stupid like that.
On top instead of that middle button on the back. Yeah, this one's got the middle button on the back. I keep meaning to put up the little microphone holder. It looks like I started to actually try to drill a hole in the dashboard one time, but I never did it. And now, of course, that I actually wanted to hang the thing, I can't find that little microphone clip anymore. Last I know, it was in the glove box.
Now, I'm sure ICOM makes the other part that goes with this, but just something else to buy, and if it doesn't stick on, I'm not screwing a hole in my dash.
I even see I got the screws for it. Yeah, no, I don't mind putting a bunch more holes in the dash. It's not going to be, the car's not going to be worth any less. It's not going to be less than it is now.
This interior is pretty much flawless, so I want to keep it that way. And I do need to vacuum it out, I will admit that, but or scratches and that kind of thing, even though it's a 2012, I try to take care of my stuff, because I'll be honest with you, when I was growing up, I didn't have much, and I'm not trying to make anybody feel sorry for me, I'm just saying that's the way it was. I mean, I have one car to play with, and, so when I got something nice, I took care of it, and I still do, because I want it to be around for a long time. So, some people just, throw stuff around and treat it awful, one of my children's like that. The cars, oh golly day. they got so many dents and scrapes in the cars, and I don't get it.
KA2 HQ.
CBA. I'm gonna go ahead and jump out of here, and Glenn, pick that breaker up, and I'll talk to you later. 73's KB4 CBA.
Dave, before you go, can I talk to you for a second? This is Ken down here in Pickens. I was wondering, when you get a chance, could you give me a landline call, please, sir?
KN4 TFW.
That's KA2AXQ, Ken in Pickens, over.
Okay, well, that's another Ken. Okay, so how do you want to do this? Are you going to give me your number over the air or what?
Just let me know when you're ready to copy.
Okay.
Number is 607-0104. Do you hear that?
7-0104.
Sir, just give me a call at your convenience.
All right, well, let me jump out of here. I'm sitting in the garage and go in and let the dog out and do all that stuff. Anyway, enjoyed it, Glenn, and Ken, you were the breaker. Glenn, you might be left by yourself. 73's KB4 CBA.
Got to think of more things to do and then procrastinate on anyway. So, we'll talk to you later. KD2BNG.
N4IQ Mobile.
KD2BNG Mobile.
Hey, Bill, and I'll see 73. See you later.
Take care, Dave. I think Glenn's still in there. I've got maybe 10 minutes and I'll be home again. go ahead, Glenn.
Now there really is nowhere to go. Let's see. The other day I went shopping and I found a 12-pack of toilet paper. So that's all I really need. And I think over the past weeks I've got enough food in both freezers probably for, you know, the regular refrigerator freezer and the auxiliary freezer. I've got enough meat in there for a while. And I, you know, I'm not, don't enjoy really going out and doing all that shopping anyway.
And me both. That's the way I look at it. Well, I'm glad you're all set up. Don't have to worry about any of that. Just so happens that about 2.5 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, before all this started, Walmart had a sale on toilet paper. So Lane, I think she said she bought 28 rolls. I mean, it came in packs, you know. And so she picked them up. So we have no problem with TP for a long time, homie.
So, you know, I have intestinal problems really bad. You know, I guess, what do you call irritable bowel syndrome? So I'm in the, I guess, what's the polite term, the outhouse. I'm in there at least half a dozen times a day. And I was legitimately out. After this last roll, I had two more. So, and why people were hoarding it, I don't know. But I happened to go into Dollar General right here in Graycourt, and I got one of the last, well, they had a few more of the 12 packs, so I'll be good for a while.
Probably one of these networks mentioned something about it. People heard it, got on social media, and there you go. Something happened like that, I guarantee it. That's the last thing I would have thought about was TP. Would have been concerned about, but my mother had IBS really bad, so I understand what you're talking about. We used to have to really stock up for her. Always felt bad for her. It really wasn't a whole lot she could do about it. But in her case, some of it was her diet, and part of it was just her age. But she had had that for a long time. She had also had diverticulitis. So between the IBS, that diverticulitis and everything, she didn't have a chance.
Heard of it. Although now that I think about it, if my problem goes back, even in a very mild form, might go back to almost 20 years. It's just, you know, in recent years like everything else. But when you get old, it happens that way anyway. All these little medical problems, they accelerate geometrically. But yeah, you know, I don't know who started that rumor. Now the paper towels, they're leaving on the shelves, but they wanted the toilet paper. And the other thing I've noticed that people panic by, I don't know why, is bread, milk, and eggs. The three things that are going to go bad. I don't understand wiping out all the canned goods. Canned meat, canned fish, canned poultry, canned vegetables, canned fruits. But the three things that are immediate, that don't have a great shelf life, the milk, eggs, and milk, eggs, and bread.
That's weird, isn't it? I guess you can freeze bread and everything. It's not as good as, 'cause when you buy it, but you can freeze it and have something that way. I guess it'd be better not having any. I guess it was Tuesday, a couple days ago. Publix had 7 to 8. I'm trying to think of the right word. Well, they opened their store up to seniors. So at 7 o'clock, they open the door, and after 8 o'clock, anybody can come in there they want. But we went there, and I don't know if, I guess it was all the public stores, but the one in Pine Fork, you could tell they had just stocked everything, so it was really nice, I'm kind of down in the hole here, so hopefully you still hear me. But anyway, they had toilet paper. We got toilet paper. I just got just a small pack. But they had cream. They had eggs. They had really everything except for hand sanitizer. They didn't have any of that, or these wipes, sanitizing wipes. They didn't have any of that. They had, that's fine, but by the time the seniors finished after an hour, stuff had been wiped out.
Spray bottle or an old squeeze bottle and put in water and a little Clorox. Or maybe water and some rubbing alcohol. And hand sanitizer, you know, it's all the same thing. Yeah, the early shopping, they all have that now. Well, let's see. I guess I'm over 55. I've probably got risk factors for, let's see, not such good lungs, questionable heart. Yeah, if I get this COVID-19 disease, I'm dead. But yeah, the early shopping doesn't really appeal to me either, because now that just means there's a whole other cohort of people that's going to be there that much earlier, and you know, make that much more of a crowd.
When we arrived there at about 10 till 7, there was already 70, well, I would guess 70 people lined up. But, so, we were in that 75 category, I guess, of the number of people. But by the time we got there, I mean, a big grocery store, 75 people. You know, it's not actually that many people. I'm 74 years old, and my wife's just about the same age, but she's in a high risk, diabetes and some other things. So I was glad that, I don't like for her to go out. I actually didn't want her to go in there, but she insisted. So she was there. But I appreciated it because you could tell they just stopped, and it really made it a lot easier to get things that we needed.
Factor or no risk factor, I'm seeing stories of people in their 30s or 20s who are getting very, very, very seriously ill from the virus, and presumably don't smoke, don't have a healthy lifestyle. You know, it depends on the individual, but I suppose, you know, having risk factors, like in my case, having chronic asthma, I don't suppose that helps.
Risk factors, they usually list COPD, you know, anything like that. Yeah, I've noticed in recent days more stories like that. I think part of the reason they're really publicizing it is because a lot of the younger people are just ignoring all the warnings about, you know, congregating in big crowds, going to beaches, and they're just not paying attention to it. I think these networks are trying to knock some common sense into some of these younger people's heads that think, well, you know, it doesn't matter to me. And a lot of these people just self-centered. They just not very considerate of the other people. So I think probably they're pushing some of those stories. And I'm not saying they're not true, but I'm sure they're emphasizing it more because of that.
Well, you know, it's always the usual, the unusual that gets reported. But, you know, just, you know, learn, you know, just because you're under 30 or under 25 or whatever, you know, it doesn't mean that bullets bounce off you and you could leap over tall buildings. You know, the same risk factors, especially if I could be in my 20s and still have the same risk factors. You know, I'm pretty sure you always have asthma. If you've had asthma from your teens or 20s or whatever, I'm sure it's just as much a risk factor.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, I'll be glad eventually this is going to be over. Probably still going to have to change some things. You know, it's like, this could be something that's going to be around. You're just going to, they'll be able to deal with it, and don't have treatments for it. But just to think that it's just going to go away totally 100%, that's probably not, you know, probably not realistic. Just like the flu is around, and they just, they've been able to contain it. All right, well, I'm about home here. I'm going to say 73. You take care of yourself. And, you know, stay away from everybody best you can. Glenn, over.